Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning heat stress and the upcoming summer months. One of the things that we continue to impress upon producers is the loss in milk production that we see during the summer months. These cows that undergo heat stress while they're in the late dry period tend to have a significant decrease in dry matter intake during this period, and that actually has a fairly significant impact on calves. So when we look at that calf that's born during the summertime to that heat stress cow, typically those animals are about 10 pounds lighter in body weight, and they also have a lighter weaning weight by about 16 pounds. However, an interesting factor that has come out is that longevity is decreased by about 32%. So, as you look at those animals born to heat stress cows, in their first lactation, they will have a decrease in their energy-corrected milk yield, not only in the first lactation, but also in the second and third lactations. And as you look at heifer calves born out of those animals that were heat stressed as a calf inside the womb, we also see that there's a decrease in energy corrected milk in the first and second lactations of these animals as well. So it continues into the next generation. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to become aware of the long-term impacts of summer heat stress on calves that are born to dams that are heat stressed.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.